Well, let's pray. Father, we really need to hear from you. And one word from you will change everything. Speak, we pray. Give us ears to hear, eyes to see. In Jesus' name, amen. So when I think of Christmas, I wonder if we heard the message, if we heard it so many times that we've lost the meaning of it, if somehow it was lost. So I think every Christmas, I think about my cousin when she was 4 years old. She was trying to get my uncle's attention, and he was really distracted and not paying attention at all. So she grabbed his face with both of her hands, looked him in the eye. He couldn't go anywhere. And she said, "Listen to my whips." And he listened. So I just pray that we would, somehow God would take our faces and we would know his love better than we've ever known it before, because he came for us. So, listen. Jesus is the greatest gift that you could ever have. You know, as wonderful as gifts are, you know, gifts, they carry a message with them. So during Christmas, you know, I'll open up these gifts that are under the tree, and they'll be from people from all over around my life. And what if the first gift I open is a video series entitled "How to Preach So People Can Understand"? Put that aside. The next book, I get a book. It says "How to Lose 50 Pounds and Keep It Off." I put that aside. The next one is a 1 year supply of mouthwash. Okay. Well, I look at these, and if I turn to the people who have given me these gifts and I say, thank you, what I'm really saying is, yes, I'm fat. Yes, I have halitosis, and I might need to find a new job. But there is no way to accept a gift without admitting something about yourself. So, now how sweet is it to think that God gave us his son? How cozy. Do you know what that means? God became a baby. So God emptied himself of power. God emptied himself eventually of life. God emptied himself. He came down. What is that saying? That we are so bad off, nothing less than the sacrifice of the Son of God could save us. So if I open these gifts under the tree and I look at those gifts and I say, you know, am I that way? When you look at the wonderful gift at Christmas, you have to look and you have to say immediately, if 2,000 years of hearing this story haven't completely clouded over our sensibilities about what is really being said at Christmas, we're going to look at this wonderful gift and say, are we that bad off? And the answer is yes. The incarnation is the gospel. The incarnation tells us how great our God is. He's greater than you think. The incarnation tells us how sinful we are. You are worse off than you think. You're in a more serious spiritual condition than you think. So the message says, his name will be Jesus, which means Savior. It literally means God rescues. He came to rule us as a king. He came to be our king. He's the king who has come to save us. But he has gone through that All of that in order to save us. You think about this. The incarnation shows us how much God loves us. Now, this quote from Dorothy Sayers really, really affected me. Listen, she says, the incarnation means that for whatever reason, God chose to allow us to be limited, to suffer, and to be subject to sorrow and death. For whatever reason God did that, he has nonetheless had the honesty and the courage to take his own medicine. He can exact nothing from us that he has not exacted from himself. He has himself gone through the whole human experience, from the trivial irritations of family life and the cramping restrictions of hard work and lack of money, to the worst horrors of pain and humiliation and defeat, despair, and death. He was born in poverty, and he died in disgrace. He suffered infinite pain all for us. And he thought it well worthwhile. He thought it well worth his while. It's worth his while. See, he sees the results of the sacrifice, and he says, the infinite pain it cost me was worth it. What does he get for all of that infinite pain? A bunch of pain? No. He gets us. He gets us. So if you have a God who couldn't become human being, if you have a God who is too great for that, what you mean is that you have a God who doesn't love you like this God loves his people. You know, speaking from my heart, what I want for you. I know this has probably been one of the most difficult years ever for so many people in this room. And you know what I want? I want us to get the fact that God had to come because of Adam and Eve. They were trying to control everything. They wanted things to be just the way they thought they should be. They literally took things into their own hands. What Mary shows us is she took her hands off her life. She let God be born. She didn't even know what she was getting into. We know the rest of the story. We know it. God loves you. He knows every single thing you're going through right now. He knows that he came to be near us. He can't be any more near to us than he is right now. And may Christmas be an experience of his presence. And may you give up control. Give up the control that we all desperately need and want. But I'll tell you, he is truly in control. Oh, come, let us adore him. Are you grateful that he came? Spend time this Christmas thanking God for coming. Thank him for saving you. Thank him for loving you. Thank him for changing you. You know, the circumstances that we're going through right now are changing you into more of his image. And then one day he's coming back and he's going to make everything right. Thank him for coming. Thank him for dying. Thank him for loving you that much. Do you need a miracle? Do you think it's not a miracle that God became flesh and dwelt among us and we beheld his glory? And remember, he suffered infinite cost. But I really want you to listen to my whips. You are loved. Merry Christmas. Let's pray. Father, we need your presence this Christmas. Many of us are hurting in so many ways, and I know you are creating these things. You're allowing these things to mold us, to shape us into your image. Some of us in this room need to stop doing what they're doing, give up control, and let God run their life. There are people who are struggling with addiction. People are struggling with brokenness beyond what we can actually talk about. But God, you are the God who is in the business of miracles. And I pray that you would touch each person in this room right now, that they would know of your presence, they would know of your love, you would the feelings of loss and brokenness, God, that you would fill them up and remind them that that's there because this is not our home. We're headed home eventually. But in the meantime, we thank you for coming. May we spend more time thanking you and adoring you and worshiping you than thinking about all the circumstances that we're in. God, we need you. We're thankful for your coming. Thankful for your presence. Touch each one, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, at this time, we receive our offering to do ministry here at Ascension.
Come, let everything that you all do. We know it's a sacrifice, it's a family sacrifice to be called to this congregation and to serve this congregation. And it's a team thing for you guys. I know that you're going to feel that way. And same thing for your kids as well, and your mom and your dad. Everybody that's involved, we know that it's a sacrifice. And we really appreciate what you do for all of us. So in this season of renewal and restoration, my prayer for you and for all of us is that where restoration is needed and where renewal is needed and where strengthening is needed, that your relationship with Christ would be strengthened and renewed and restored, and that that would flow through to all of our families, and that in the new year, the strengthening, we will all have strong families, strong relationships all together. So we thank you very much
for
all of that. That's a small,
very small thank you so much. Thank you so much. I want to just make a note real quick that he said sacrifice 7 times.
That's right.
Okay, for those of you that aren't a part of this congregation, it's not that much of a sacrifice, let me tell you. This is one of the most, I'm just so thankful that God has called us here, because this truly is a family. And there are people truly loving one another, and I can't thank you enough for allowing me to be here. But also, please don't give me that gift of how to preach to help people understand. I don't want that gift. But I am so grateful for all of your sacrifices and your gifts. Blessings. Thank you.
You're wondering why we're up here. We have one more gift for you. Have a seat.
I'll have a seat.
This
okay.
is a surprise. We hope this is a surprise. We have nobody spilled the beans.
Nobody.
Bye. Yeah.